From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is demanding that Pakistan crack down on the Taliban after the militant group claimed responsibility for the deadly car bombing near Kabul's airport on Monday. The Afghan president is accusing Pakistan of fostering the spike in insurgent attacks on Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul reports.
President Ashraf Ghani's criticism follows a series of attacks in Kabul during the past week, including Monday's suicide car bombing near the city's international airport. The violence has killed dozens of people and wounded hundreds more. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for most of the attacks. During televised remarks, Mr. Ghani alleges Pakistan remains a venue and ground from which messages of war are being sent to Afghanistan. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
Two suicide car bombings in eastern Iraq killed at least 40 people and wounded more than two dozen late Monday. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the deadliest attack on a marketplace where 35 people were killed. It's unclear who is responsible for a second car bombing that occurred at a checkpoint outside Bacaba. The central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, under a state of emergency after protests marking the anniversary of the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer. The observance for Michael Brown ended with gunshots and another black teenager critically wounded. He is facing charges for allegedly opening fire on police. Brown's father led a peaceful tribute to his son on Sunday.
My son opened up doors and made eyes for other families, you know, but the hurt and the loss of me, I'm still lost. We all lost.
The police officer who shot Brown was not charged in that case. Kenya and Uganda forming a partnership to carry crude from the Ugandan oil fields to the Kenyan coast. Leaders from both countries announced the agreement on Monday. The project still depends on financing and security guarantees from Kenya. This is VOA News. The Association of the Southeast Asian Nations, also known as ASEAN, is getting mixed reviews for its communique issued last week on the South China Sea issue. Steve Herman has more.
The 10 ASEAN nations cobbled together at the 11th hour a compromise statement on forging a binding code of conduct in the disputed waters. Beijing has long insisted that the territorial disputes in the South China Sea should be settled between claimants. But recently, China has been partly softening its stance in ASEAN dialogues. Four ASEAN members have competing claims in the waters with China: Brunei, Malaysia, Philippines, and Vietnam. Additionally, China's nine-dash line overlaps exclusive economic zones of two additional ASEAN states, Indonesia and Singapore. Steve Herman, Bangkok.
A U.S. media outlet is reporting that Chinese hackers have been surveying private emails of top U.S. government officials for at least 5 years. NBC News cited a U.S. intelligence official and a top-secret National Security Agency briefing, which it said Monday detailed the cyber hacking, including the collecting of email address books of the targeted officials and using them to contact the officials' friends and colleagues. At least six police and soldiers were killed in a series of attacks in Turkey, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city Monday. Two women are suspected in the assault on the consulate in Istanbul. The leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front claimed responsibility for the attack that shut down operations at the diplomatic mission. Police in eastern India say a stampede Monday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 10 people and injured more than a dozen. Authorities said the incident happened as thousands of people took part in a religious festival. People rushed toward the temple just after its doors opened. A man from the New York area in the U.S. under arrest charged with attempting to join the Islamic State militants. Authorities say the suspect was detained by Jordanian authorities before he could make his way to Syria. He faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted of charges of conspiring to support the Islamic State. Fighting between the government forces and separatists intensified in eastern Ukraine Monday. Ukraine's president is ordering his foreign minister to hold urgent talks with his counterparts from Germany, France, and Russia about the escalating violence. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.